Now, for a completely different side of what can happen when you plant seeds, we're going to turn to our friends at the Perennial Plate. Now, theperennialplate.com could give you wanderlust really fast, at least if you're curious about food. The Perennial Plate duo, that's Chef Daniel Klein and camerawoman Mira Fine, find their ways into home kitchens, onto farms and fishing boats, and they have a goal, 12 countries in depth in 18 months. Well, they've just returned from India, and Mira and Daniel join me in the studio, and Daniel has their story. Mira, Daniel, welcome back.
Thanks for having us.
So you were in India, and I understand that while you were there, you discovered a woman who's become very famous as a seed saver. What's the story here?
Well, when we found out that we were going to India, we obviously do some research, and something that continued to come up in our research was these stories of farmer suicides in India.
Farmer suicides?
Yeah, it's this horrible occurrence. With the last 15 years, there have been over 200,000 farmers who have killed themselves in India. There are varying opinions on why they are doing it, but a lot of it's due to debt, losing their land. And one of the big reasons that people claim is because they have to buy seeds, and they used to never have to buy seeds. And so there's this sort of phenomenon by which the old culture of India and of the world, really, is you're a farmer, so you save seeds and you use them again the next year.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's a perennial thing. You are able to hold on to what you grow. So as culture changed and companies came in and began to sell seeds instead, traditional seeds were taken out of society and farmers were sold patented seeds that they could not save anymore. Uh-huh. So because they're patented, you can't use them again. You have to buy them year after year. And so instead of having this free source, they were forced to buy. So farmers took on more debt and more debt and eventually uh-huh. lost their land, had shame brought on them. And the way most of these farmers committed suicide is actually to go into the field and drink a bottle of pesticide. So it's really heavy stuff.
Yes.
And, but the sort of the positive reaction to this catastrophe is this concept of seed saving, getting these seeds that were lost back into the culture of India. And so there's this Dr. Vandana Shiva, who's a very charismatic and recognized woman, but also quite controversial, uh-huh. and that she's made it her sort of life mission to defeat Monsanto in India, which mm-hmm. Monsanto is a chemical and seed company, and promote an alternative to sort of industrial agriculture. And so she, with her partner Bija means seed in Hindi, so it's quite interesting that the woman who actually runs this seed organization has that in her name.
Interesting.
They worked together and started off with just saving a few varieties of rice, and now they have over 2,000 varieties of rice. Rice is the central thing, but they also collect vegetable varieties from around India as well.
And these are what we might call heirloom seeds?
Yeah, they're heirloom seeds. They're original seeds. They're seeds that are developed by farmers by taking, you know, you have a rice crop, and
right.
some of the rice grows better than the other rice. And so you hang on to the good seeds, and you save the ones that are strong and the ones that held up to the drought. So they have value. There's thousands of years of history built into these individual seeds. And it has unbelievable positive ramifications. Like when the tsunami came and hit the eastern side of India, farmers couldn't grow their crops because the salt had come into the land.
Yeah.
But because of the seed saving, there were varieties of rice that were resilient to salt. And so they were able to reintroduce these seeds and that flourished in this sort of these circumstances.
So are many farmers using these seeds now? I mean, has this become something that's a new movement in India?
You know, it would still be a small percentage of farmers that were using these alternative, or I guess the original seeds.
Right.
There are like bastions of, like in Dehradun where we visited, it's the part of India known for growing the best rice. It's certainly a growing movement, but you're not going to see it everywhere, and you don't hear people talking about it unless it affects you. You're not really going to know about it.
Uh-huh.
There's one beautiful story that we encountered in our stay with at the Seed Saving Center, which is the woman Bija, who runs the operation. She told us about how she was passing on this tradition to her children, and what she did was with her children and the kids of the neighborhood, she had them each plant a seed, and then they, instead of having some other competition, they have this idea of whose plant is growing the most, and so each child has this ownership over this heirloom seed that they've taken care of over a period of years and seeing their tree grow. So it's giving them this sense of like belonging to the land. It's really a beautiful thing.
And it's a tree, not something that grows in months, but something that grows over years.
Right.
Yeah. Wonderful story. Thank you, Daniel.
Thanks for having us on.
Daniel Klein is creator of theperennialplate.com. Now, for more information on his seed story, go to the website, splendidtable.org.